The journey's not easy.
It's hard. It's hard to keep your spirits together.
It's hard. It's an uphill battle. It's a path less taken, not the beaten path everyone else takes. It's a path that leads to character. You gotta earn that.
But it's worth it. It's worth believing. It's worth fighting. You can do it. You can do it.
It's not the potential of the individual. It's not the genetics. It's the perseverance, the never say die attitude. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? If you constantly keep throwing shit against the wall, eventually something will stick. Never give in to what you want.
Adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records. It's about what you're made out of, not the circumstances.
Every single one of you who is struggling right now, you need to understand this. What you're going through right now is necessary because you are forging the fucking skills. You are forging the determination. You are forging the grit. You are forging the fortitude. You are forging all the fucking things that nobody else is gaining because they're sitting on their hands and you're willing to push through. This fire you're feeling, this pressure you're feeling, this frustration you're feeling, this is what is going to make you into the weapon that will build the life that you are out to build.
Character is defined on the days when you don't feel like doing what you once said you would do. When the outcome changes and it's not what we want it to be and it doesn't turn out the way we want it to turn out, do we still value the thing that we once said we valued? Is our character still intact? Character is not something we inherit. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of uncertainty, we got to wake up every single day, we got to fight and we got to build it. It's about the sacrifice, the honor, the work, the commitment level, what you had to go through in order to get to this moment, being battle tested, the injuries, the blood, the sweat, the tears. Everybody can't respond and everybody can't recover. The only thing you got as a man, your character, your integrity, and what you stand on, what you say, what it means to you. I'm talking every single rep. I'm talking every opportunity. If there's any fear in your spirit right now, it ain't for you. This for warriors, man. This for soldiers, man.
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. So when your plan fails, when you get knocked down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
We have been conditioned to tell ourselves that our hardships are the reason that we can't be what we want to be. When in reality, the hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be. If you had to choose between having a perfect upbringing and having an upbringing that was extremely hard, you should choose the one that was hard. I'm talking to you guys who still have hope, who still have the fire, who still have the want and the will and the desire to be more and become more. I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. You can do this.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In this very moment, all you have is all you need.
What would you like to do? What do you believe you've been destined to do?
Sometimes you have to fall back into the dark room and focus on you.
You have a date with destiny. You have unfinished business. It's time for you to go back to the drawing board with a new perspective.
If you can see it, you can have it.
I am clutch. I am the difference maker. I am the game changer.
I must work out X amount of times a week. I must forgive. I must evolve. I must become. I must retain. I must grow. I must live. I must evolve. I must go to the next level. I must live in this type of house. I must drive this type of car.
Perspective is what changes the game. Stop complaining about the divorce. Stop complaining about the job loss. Are you going to complain in the face of conflict, or are you going to seize the opportunity? What if losing your job was the opportunity? What if the divorce is an opportunity? What if the bankruptcy is an opportunity? What if the one you love was an opportunity for you to reconnect with somebody and forgive them?
Something inside of you that's a snap. You gotta get tired of being broke.
I'm talking to that person who grew up without a father. I'm talking to that person that is acquainted with pain. I'm talking to that person that knows what it's like to come from nothing. And so you literally have nothing to lose. And the only thing that's in your hand is a dream. The only thing that's in your hand is I have what it takes to get to the top of that hill.
You must understand that there is more than one path to the top of the mountain.
Goliath! There will be many giants in your life. There will be depression. There will be anxiety. There will be oppression. There will be stress. There will be overwhelm. Will you buckle under the pressure, or will you rise to the occasion? You are not dead yet. You may be tired, but you are not dead. You may be broken, but you are not dead. You may be weary, but you are not dead. You have an opportunity to rise above what happened to you. You gotta make it up in your mind that all you have is all you need.
Consider this your wake-up call.
What most people fail to realize is that pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. There is no path in life without pain. Whatever it is that you're going after, whoever it is that you've been destined to become, you cannot have it. You will not become it without pain. You will face challenges and difficulties and giants regardless if you are single, if you are married, if you are a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home father, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're working a 9-to-5, if you're an educator, if you are an athlete, if you are a musician, a singer, a producer. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are doing. Pain is inevitable.
If I'm going to hurt like this, if I'm going to bleed like this, if I'm going to cry like this, let me cry because I'm in the best shape of my life. Let me cry because I'm conditioned to weather the uphill war. Let me cry because I'm building my relationship. I'm building my business. I'm building my legacy. Let me cry because it hurt, but there is a reward on the other end of my pain. Let me cry tears because I passed the test, because I gave it everything I had. Choose your heart. Everything in life comes with hardship. Make a decision.
At some juncture, you will encounter pain. And the moment that you get acquainted with pain, you get acquainted with hardship, you realize that no matter what you do, no matter how much you study, no matter how much you plan, you will not be able to avoid a measure of pain. I don't care what it is, losing weight, I don't care what it is, a new eating paradigm, a new relationship paradigm, new thoughts, new behaviors. It doesn't matter what you're after, what you're looking to become. If you don't go to the gym, it's gonna hurt you. If you go to the gym, it's gonna hurt you. Your muscles are gonna tear. But on the other side of that pain, there is a reward. There isn't any regret. You won't regret taking care of your body. On the other side of making those healthy decisions, there is a reward. It's the reward of discipline. It's the reward of longevity. It's the reward of influence. It's the reward of power.
Do you want results? Do you want a reward? Or do you want regrets? The decision is yours. It's all hard, so choose your hard. Pain is inevitable and it is unavoidable. Pick your pain. Everybody's got a plan until life knocks them out because we weren't ready for the pain. And when the pain came, we did not process it. Processing pain is a skill set you've got to acquire. It's a type of currency. If you want the future, if you want next level, if you want tomorrow, if you want to manifest, if you want this thing, I don't care what it is, then you're going to have to get acquainted with pain, the pain of discipline, the pain of growth, the pain of learning, the pain of giving, the pain of forgiving. It all hurts. So pick your pain, choose your heart. Because at some juncture in life, at some corner you're going to turn, you are going to encounter pain, and you've got to process that pain well. Hear me when I say it, pain is unavoidable. It's hard to let go of the past. It's hard to give sometimes of your time, your talent, and your treasure. It's hard to balance work life. It's hard to acquire new skills. It's hard to be stagnant. It's hard to be a workhorse. It's hard to be lazy. It's hard to learn how to manage and cultivate relationships. It's hard to learn from your experiences. It's hard to turn your mess into your message. It's all hard. It's hard to hold on. It's hard to let go. But there's a reward on the other end of many of these hardships. You better choose reward or regret. There is always reward and regret attached to every decision that you make. Hope. Hold on. Pain ends. Pain does have an expiration date. And when that pain ends, another one will surface, but you will be strong enough because you endured the current pain well. Everybody wants resurrection, but nobody wants the pain of dying to themselves. There's a pain that hurts you, and there's a pain that changes you. So today, all I want you to do is make a decision to choose your heart.
You have to want success in the gym as much as you want to breathe. If it's like breathing to you, you'll find a way to get it done. But if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. Not even yourself. You've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. You've got to be a little bit crazy. You gotta be a little bit, you gotta have an insane switch. That's what it takes. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. But the belief system you have to have. If you expect to lose, you will. I did fail a lot of days. A lot of days I failed ridiculously bad. I did. But you know, what are you gonna do? You're gonna just stay down? The only difference and the only way to go is up. Once you go down, You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up. Attitude will take you further than any talent or genetics you have. Attitude is everything.
A lot of bodybuilding is mental toughness and who can withstand the most.
I believe you have to believe. You have to believe you can. You can. In fact, find your impossible. What's impossible in your life? Go after that. Have that. Go after what's impossible. What is it you think is impossible? You could never quite grasp. That's what you have to go after. Expect big things. Think big. Think big. And dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. If you don't have the dream, man, you're dead. When you believe something and you put the energy out to the world, to the universe, you get it back.
Boom!
There are times where you want to quit. It's natural. You get frustrated. You've been disrespected. You're discounted. There are people who overlook you. But don't quit. Resign. Resign yourself to the fact that there's more inside of you. Answer the desire, that thirst inside of you that says, I deserve more. I am more. I want to be more. Resign yourself to the fact that you will improve and do whatever it takes so that you become everything you were called to be.
You've lived a life dominated by doubt and fear. How do you step into bravery? That step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we're scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know. And that is to confront that fear. You have to step, you have to go. And this simple action, this simple attitude, it answers so many questions.
See, all of us have greatness within us.
But when you don't come to grips with your greatness, if you don't work to develop it, if you're not seeking it out, if you're not finding where it is, if you're not trying to locate it, if you're not experimenting with your life to try and find out what fits for you, I'm saying that you're positioning yourself to be a miserable person, an unfulfilled person.
Some days I win. Some days I don't. But each and every day, I get back up and I move forward with my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got.
You've got to develop a sense of urgency. Aurelia said, stop living your life like you have 1,000 years to live.
But you gotta want it more than anything. Don't quit on your dreams. Quit on other people's purposes for your life. They don't know what you dream about at night, but you know your dreams keep interrupting your sleep. It's like someone is waking you up saying, it's time. It's like someone is saying, keep staring at the ceiling until you can create a vision board in your mind and paint it on the ceiling large enough that you see it every day. What type of legacy do you want to leave? There's a purpose to everything you've been through, and there's a reason why it was given to you. You were born for such a time as this.
You avoid things that stand in your way, that frighten you at your great peril. If you cower from them in silence, or you turn away seeking security even, or even sensible security, you violate the principle of your own strength. And if you violate the principle of your own strength, you become weak. And if you're weak, there is no security. Like if you're weak and you have a pension, you're weak with a pension. All that'll mean is that you'll live longer in terror. That's not helpful.
To truly change is to think greater than your environment. And every great person in history knew this. They all had an idea, couldn't see it, couldn't smell it, couldn't taste it, couldn't feel it. But it was alive in their mind. So can you believe in a future that you can't see or experience with your senses yet? But you've thought about enough times in your mind that your brain is literally changed to look like the event has already happened?
It's not to quit on your dream. It's to quit living other people's purpose for your life. They don't know what's inside of you, but you do. Open it up. Open yourself up to grow. Challenge yourself to be more, so you can serve more, so you can do more.
Everyone already has the answer inside of them. You're not really learning anything new. You're just trying to get rid of all the bad lessons you learned. And for me, one of the ways I've always thought about is you can't take the world further than where you visited internally. Sun's always out, but often it's covered with the clouds. The sun is always out. It's just get covered by the clouds, and that's us. We've just been covered. And we get covered by those clouds, and they cloud our identity, they cloud our perception. And so all we're doing for ourselves and others is clearing out the clouds. And the more we do that for ourselves, the more we can do it for others, and the more we do it for others, the more we do it for ourselves.
Make the hard decisions, make the sacrifices, make the unpopular decisions, and become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap the entitlement trap of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.